John Hockenberry's been around. As a correspondent, he's covered wars, famine, revolutions. He's traveled to Somalia, Palestine, Iran, always to get the story. Hockenberry says he's seen the best and the worst of the human spirit. And he's done all of this in a wheelchair. When he was 19 years old, Hockenberry was in a car accident that left him paralyzed from the chest down. Part of his job at The Takeaway is to ask the questions that will inspire real stories from regular people. While I had this successful journalist in the KLCC studio, we talked about his work, his love of music. He says jamming is a lot like interviewing. Then I asked him what gets under his skin, his pet peeves. How he answered was personal and real.
When I wrote my first book, I would go to the book tour and people would say, "You're angry, you know, you're an angry fellow." And I would say, "What the hell are you talking about?" And that would make me angry. It would be my pet peeve. You know, and they would say things like, you know, "Where do you get your resilience from?" And, you know, stuff, just this sort of cliched kind of stuff about disability. And it would annoy me because I thought, I don't know, I thought it was deeper than that or bigger than that or something. And it wasn't really until a lot of therapy, actually, within the last, I mean, I woke up 28, 29 years into the wheelchair with four kids, you know, with them asking questions about how come nobody else is in a wheelchair, Daddy? And, you know, why, you know, we wish you could walk. Is that okay if we wish you could walk, you know? And me, you know, these are questions I did not have answers for. My oldest, I remember, showed up at her nurse one day at her private school in tears. And we got a call from the nurse. And the nurse said, you know, you should probably talk to Zoe a little bit. You know, I said, why is that? Because Zoe is filled with anxiety. She feels as though she's the only one who sees that her dad is in a wheelchair and everyone else is deliberately ignoring it. And she has this deep sense of my sort of vulnerability and need and everything. And she gets the message that you're not supposed to talk about it. And it's deeply, I mean, I'll get it all choked up even talking about it. And that was the brakes. That put the brakes on. And I had to say, you don't have this figured out, Hockenberry. You don't have this figured out.
John Hockenberry says he needed to think about what really mattered in life. It wasn't about having a hotshot job, writing best-selling books, or traveling the world. It was much, much deeper. It was about love and empathy.
It changed my relationship with all my kids. And I understand that they can grieve for my lack of ability and that I have to be part of that grieving. I can't say that that's illegitimate. And I have to recognize that that grief is real. And that was very hard for me to come to because my DNA was, boop, accident, take the stitches out, we're done. And that is one of the worst impulses, I think, of American life is to buck up. God, you can't leave somebody alone. You have to have a door that they know how to knock on.
That's John Hockenberry, host of The Takeaway, which airs on KLCC. I'm Tiffany Eckert.